Here's a cool fact. A crocodile can't stick out its tongue. Another cool fact, you can get short-term health insurance for a month or just under a year in some states. UnitedHealthcare short-term insurance plans are designed for people who are between jobs, coming off their parents' plan, or turning a side hustle into a full-time gig. Underwritten by Golden Rule Insurance Company, they offer flexible, budget-friendly coverage with access to a nationwide network of doctors and hospitals. Get more cool facts about UnitedHealthcare short-term plans at uh1.com.
Hey, it's Ryan Reynolds, and I'm here with Keith, co-star of my upcoming film, If, only in theaters May 17th. Do you want to tell people the big news? All right, I'll do. Sign up now and you'll get unlimited for $15 a month and 6 months of Paramount Plus Essential Plan on us.
MintMobile.com/switch.
Upfront payment of $45 equivalent to $15 per month. Unlimited over 40 gigabytes per month. Face lower speeds. Videos at 480p. Active Mint customers by 531.24 get 6 months of Paramount Plus Essential Plan. Auto renews after 6 months. Offer ends May 31st, 2024. Separate Paramount Plus registration required. Terms and conditions apply if rated PG.
Millions of people have lost weight with personalized plans from Noom. Like Evan, who can't stand salads and still lost 50 pounds.
Salads generally for most people are the easy button, right? For me, that wasn't an option. I never really was a salad guy. That's just not who I am. But Noom worked for me.
Get your personalized plan today at Noom.com. Real Noom user compensated to provide their story. In 4 weeks, the typical Noom user can expect to lose 1 to 2 pounds per week. Individual results may vary.
Welcome everybody to another episode of Dr. Matt and Dr. Mike's A to Z of the Human Body, a short form podcast where we take the letters of the alphabet, A to Z, hence the name, and go into the index of your favorite anatomy and physiology textbook and go through each term one by one because that's how much we care about you and your understanding of the human body. We are still on the letter A, and today the term is age or aging. We're going to do both together. Because they're both pretty much the same thing.
Yeah, okay.
So this is mine, Matt.
Okay.
And
I'll sit back and age.
Yes, please do. So if anyone has watched our YouTube channel, you'll see what Matt and I look like. And you'll see that Matt looks significantly older than me, even though he isn't. He's not significantly older, but he looks.
I'm actually 23.
Significant. See, this is the problem. Matt is 23 years old and I'm 64. And I tell you, we both don't look our age. So age or aging refers to the progressive and at least today irreversible changes that occur in living organisms over time.
Yep. Are there any organisms that don't?
Yeah. There is a jellyfish supposedly that doesn't age because it reverts back to its earlier form.
Okay.
And then cool. Supposedly just continues to do that indefinitely.
And also plants, some plants do that, like trees, where they, theory, they would never die unless they got diseased.
Maybe, but it really depends on your definition of living, right?
I think you can accurately say a tree is living.
Oh, yes, but what I'm saying is that if we're saying, oh, you know, this one tree's lived forever because it dropped a fruit, which was part of that tree, and then that fruit seeded another tree.
No, I don't mean that. I just mean ongoing.
Right, okay. Yeah. There is a jellyfish called the immortal jellyfish.
Okay.
Teratopsis dornei is its name. And supposedly, like I said, it reverts to its juvenile form after reaching maturity. So basically just keeps going through the life cycle again. It basically ages like us, then performs a Benjamin Button and goes back and then does it again, right? There's also a hydra. Now, there's tiny little freshwater organisms and they seem to have this really crazy regenerative capacity and have a really long lifespan, but I don't think they live forever.
Is that like a worm?
I don't know.
Okay.
And there's other sea creatures. For some reason, they're all sea creatures that tend to live long. Like there's a shark that's like 500 years old, like swimming off the coast of, I don't know, Norway, something like that.
The cold water. Cold water. Ice baths.
Oh, there you go. Huberman's onto something. So
with aging, you could have chronological age and then also biological age, right?
Yes. But generally speaking, aging is the state of growing older.
Senescence?
Over time. No, senescence is when a cell just basically stops.
Oh, okay.
Right? Sort of like us going to sleep. That's senescence. It's like a cell going to sleep.
Kind of hibernating.
Yeah, but that's not what happens in aging.
Yeah, no, no.
So biologically speaking, age or aging is influenced by a whole bunch of things. Mm. Genetics,
yep.
The environment, and lifestyle factors.
And we don't truly know exactly the mechanisms, right, of why our cells wear out. Like there's theories, right? Isn't that the case? Like free radical and telomeres shortening and all that kind of stuff. But
yes, but I mean it all has to do with entropy. I mean everything loses energy over time.
Okay.
Right? So for example, even atoms don't last forever.
Yep, right? sure.
So, okay. So the point is that all matter is energy. That E equals MC squared. Energy equals mass times the speed of light squared. Basically, it's just saying that all matter is composed of energy and energy cannot be maintained nor destroyed but is ever changing, and you cannot keep your energy.
Mm.
It diminishes.
Okay.
And so what that basically states is that the structural integrity of something that has matter or mass will degenerate over time. It's a physical law. So aging by extension is going to be a physical law, right? So if we look at it, let's just do a bit of etymology. The word age is ultimately from a Latin word, aetas or aetas, A-E-T-A-S. And that, again, just means age in Latin or vital force in Latin. Mm-hmm. And when I said that, biologically speaking, age is influenced by a combination of genetics, environment, and lifestyle factors. These things can affect various biological systems, right? So generally over time, these biological systems decline in physical and physiological functions, right? And so this brings us to a concept that you and I were actually talking about on a separate note before this, which is physiological reserve. So the term, and I really love the term physiological reserve. So in the context of aging, it refers to the body's ability to adapt and respond to stresses and challenges and changes while maintaining normal functioning or while maintaining homeostasis. Mm. And basically, physiological reserve represents that extra capacity or extra resources that an individual's physiological systems have beyond what's required for daily activity. Does that make sense?
It does.
Right. So when you're younger, you've got greater physiological reserve. So if you're exposed to a particular stressor that, let's just say, might tax or stress a system of the body.
Here's an example.
Okay.
So if we go into summer,
yep,
and we have these kind of heat waves, and this is potentially a bigger problem now if the world's getting hotter.
Yeah.
So as we're all living in a hotter, not climate, but just as we get the heat wave, our response to that, all our physiology goes up a bit. Yeah. And so if you're younger, you can deal with that pretty easy and still do everything else you expect to do in the day, right? So go to work, go to the gym, do all this other stuff. But if it's bringing you up to your point of, ooh,
yeah,
then you are potentially pushing yourself over into a disease condition or exactly. An illness.
Exactly.
Or you're just in bed all day.
Yeah, and I think what you've sort of alluded to is probably one of the most important concepts in medicine, is that all the body wants to do is maintain homeostasis, a happy, healthy, balanced range of various functions. And anything that pushes you out of homeostasis is a disease, by definition, is a disease or disorder.
Life is full of what-ifs. Some awesome, like what if AI could fold your laundry? And some, well, less awesome, like what if you have unexpected medical costs? UnitedHealthcare can help get you covered with Health Protector Guard fixed indemnity insurance plans. They supplement your primary plan to help you manage out-of-pocket costs. No deductibles, no enrollment periods, and especially no more what-ifs. Visit uh1.com to find the Health Protector Guard plan for you.
Planning for your next trip?
Elevate your travel style with Quince.
Quince has all the jet-setting essentials you'll want for your next getaway, like European linen, premium luggage options, buttery soft Italian leather bags, and so much more. And is all priced at 50 to 80% less than similar brands. Plus,
Quince only works with factories that use safe and ethical manufacturing practices. Pack your bags with high-quality essentials you'll be wearing for vacations to come with Quince. Go to quince.com/pack for free shipping and 365-day returns.
Slaughter. And so if you've got a huge capacity to maintain homeostasis, you can have these bigger stresses and bigger challenges and bigger changes, and you still probably won't get disease or disorder because it's really hard to knock you out of homeostasis because you're physiological reserve. But as you get older, it diminishes and it takes less of a stress to knock you out of homeostasis, meaning it's a lot easier to get a disease or disorder, right? And so that's, I think, one of the most important concepts to understand. So the types of physiological changes that do happen with age, well, let's first have a look at cellular, right? As you get older, so as time progresses, biologically, your chromosomes, and you said this earlier, the ends of your chromosomes, just like the ends of your shoelaces have that little plastic tip called an aglet, the ends of your chromosomes have their own aglet called a telomere, and they just protect the integrity of the DNA in the chromosome. But as you get older, that telomere shortens. So its ability to protect the integrity of your DNA diminishes over time. And so that's one thing that can happen.
And just an interesting side point here is there with cancer, the cancer cells produce an enzyme that re-lengthens those.
So
this could be an argument that cancer becomes, allows the cells to be immortalized because of that particular function, right?
Oh, that's actually a good point because as scientists, you and I both have PhDs in science and I did a lot of tissue culture and you probably did some tissue culture as well, right? So, and we would have probably one of the model cell lines that we use to do research in are often immortalized cell lines. So the cell lines that have been triggered to turn into cancer or they've been taken from people's actual cancerous cells.
I actually thought cell lines were all cancerous.
Oh, really?
Whereas primaries are those that will have a set number of passages where they will just die eventually, whereas cell lines, in theory, are cancerous in nature. But I could be wrong.
No. They're called cell lines because of that case. But if just as a little aside, and I know we're pushing for time here, there's a type of cells that Matt probably used that I definitely used called HeLa cells.
I didn't use them.
Okay, so I used HeLa cells, H-E-L-A. I didn't
know where they came from.
I knew what cells they came from, right?
Ovarian, right?
Yeah, they were ovarian cancer cells, right? And I didn't realize until I finished my PhD that HeLa stands for Henrietta Lacks, which is a human's name, a lady in the 50s or 60s who had a really aggressive, odd form of ovarian cancer. And scientists and doctors took her ovaries away and took the cells without her permission to study them and then sent them to colleagues. And now we've made multiple metric tons of these cells, more of these cells by mass than she was by mass, right? And there's a book called The Life of Henrietta Lacks, which I recommend everybody read. I've got that biography. It's brilliant and just so eye-opening. And anyway, so yes.
I think her family members are
suing. They did sue, yes. Yeah. And so these cell lines are 70 years old. So they're immortalized. They live forever. Anyway, so yes. So that's the telomere. That's one part. DNA damage. So as you get older, your DNA is more likely to be damaged because you have more time on this planet being exposed to radiation and chemicals and metabolic processes. And as you live, more cells turn over. And as your cells turn over, they need to make copies. And as you make copies of anything, you're more likely to put an error in, right? So DNA damage. Second is mitochondrial dysfunction. And that's for a similar reason to DNA damage. Mitochondria has its own DNA, and which again, over time, can be damaged by the same things that damage the regular DNA. But we also have to make new copies of mitochondria through mitochondrial fission, basically just making copies of itself. So again, mitochondrial damage, which is important for aerobic respiration, making ATP. You've got tissue and organ damage. So number one, loss of elasticity. So your connective tissue,
blood vessels,
reduction of collagen, reduction of elastin, your blood vessels, they
Lung.
Change their shape. Lungs change their shape. Skin changes its shape. Internal connective tissues change their shape. What do I mean by this? They basically become less efficient at being connective tissues, right? And which is just true, right? And then organ decline. You get a reduction in your lung capacity, reduced kidney filtration, reduced cardiac output, reduced gray matter within your brain.
And what even your liver, the liver one, what did you say? Something like 1% per year or something?
Yeah, a reduction of 1% of function per year.
Which in itself, you know, it's going to get to a point where you've got no liver function left.
That's right. That's right. There's hormonal changes. So particularly growth hormone and the sex hormones. So estrogen and testosterone being the major sex hormones. And so obviously if these hormones change over time, these hormones are really important for body composition. So your body composition will change. So as you get older, you get less muscle, more fat, less bone density, decreased sexual function and so forth. And then finally, the other things that happen upon aging over time is you're exposed to pollution, UV light, diet, stresses, smoking, just general stress and anxiety, sleep, exercise. These all affect your biological aging as well. So aging is a really tricky thing. There's research happening at the moment regarding aging, and I know that this is a longer episode, so I'll be quick here.
We've got two in one here, so I'll give you some slack.
I appreciate that. And what they're trying to do is they're trying to slow aging or reverse aging. I'm inclined that this won't happen. I think that we'll always age, but I think we'll get better at being able to mitigate the negative effects of aging. Aging doesn't necessarily have to mean disease, right? If we can maintain physiological reserve over time, then we can stave off the diseases and disorders associated with aging. We just need to figure out how do we not reduce lung capacity and not reduce kidney filtration and not reduce cardiac output and not get a reduction in brain volume and mass and so forth, right? So they're tricky things because, again, entropy. All right, disease state. This is anyway, I'll say it and you tell me what you think if it's relevant to this. Hutchinson-Gilford syndrome.
Never heard of it.
It's called progeria.
Have heard of it.
Yes. So this is a mutation in a gene called LMNA, not LMFAO, but LMNA, which is a protein called laminin, which you've heard of before.
Yeah, that's like we use this in also cell culturing as like an extracellular supportive tissue.
Yeah. So this is laminin A, which is important in making, extracellular, but also the nuclear envelope within cells. Now, this mutation is a dominant mutation, and what that means is it's usually a toxic gain of function.
Right.
And in this case, the mutation leads to an abnormal production of a protein, not laminin A, but it produces something called progerin.
Where the name comes from.
That's right. So what progerin does is it accumulates in the nucleus and it disrupts DNA's ability to repair. Now, this is important because obviously a big part of aging is DNA damage and the accumulation of DNA damage, which I sort of alluded to at the beginning. And so while this disease isn't actually a perfect picture of aging, it's not people call progeria accelerated aging because the individuals that have it, they usually die at the age, like in their teens, so 14 to 20 years of age, and they look older, and because of the DNA damage, the tissues tend to degrade in a fashion similar to that of aging. However, it's not actually accelerated aging, right? But things that happen with these individuals is, they lose body fat and hair. They have tight, thin skin, joint stiffness, skeletal abnormalities, heart issues, increased risk of strokes and heart attacks and so forth. So this was the disease or disorder I decided to focus on for age or aging.
It's a fascinating topic, isn't it?
It is. Mm. If you want to learn more, feel free.
Ever catch yourself eating the same flavorless dinner 3 days in a row? Dreaming of something better? Well, HelloFresh is your guilt-free dream come true, baby. It's me, Keke Palmer. Let's wake up those taste buds with hot, juicy pecan-crusted chicken or garlic butter shrimp scampi. Mm. HelloFresh. Stop dreaming of all the delicious possibilities and dig in at HelloFresh.com. Let's get this dinner party started.
even when we're on a budget, we still deserve nice things. Quince is a place to scoop up stunning high-end goods for 50 to 80% less than similar brands. They have buttery soft cashmere sweaters starting at $50, luxurious Italian leather bags, and so much more. Plus, Quince only works with factories that use safe, ethical, and responsible manufacturing. Get the high-end goods you'll love without the high price tag with Quince. Go to quince.com/style for free shipping and 365-day returns.
Imagine the softest sheets you've ever felt. Now imagine them getting even softer over time. That's what you'll feel with Boll & Branch's organic cotton sheets. In a recent customer survey, 96% replied that Boll & Branch sheets get softer with every wash. Start getting your best night's sleep in these sheets that get softer and softer for years to come. Try their sheets with a 30-night guarantee. Plus, get 15% off your first order at bollandbranch.com. Code BUTTERY. Exclusions apply. See site for details.